T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio WRVA Home Improvement Shop, this is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Rich McCann. Welcome, everybody. 345-1140 is the phone number. If you have any questions, queries, conundrums, riddles, tell me what's going on in your world.
Oh, God. Oh.
Jordan, oh. Have you seen the new refrigerator in the break room up towards the front?
Yep.
Oh. It has a an ice maker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's brand new. Ugh. And nobody told anybody to dump out the first two, like, full bins of ice when you buy a brand new refrigerator.
Because it's all plasticky.
Ooh,
and...
I get my bucket of iced tea.
Yes.
Every morning.
Yes.
Which lasts me all the way to the end of the second show.
There you go.
And so I was like, this is getting a little warm. Oh, we've got a fridge up front with an ice maker. So I just grabbed some ice and threw it in there. That's that. Oh,
bad idea.
Oh, that's not. That's really not good. Oof. Mm. All right, enough whining from me. But now I might send you for water here in a little bit.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So today, welcome everybody. It is Saturday, and I am joining you once again, as we do every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 till noon. Taking your phone calls, answering your home questions, and just chatting up, seeing what's going on in your world. I want to thank some of my listeners. I appreciate all of you. You know that. But we did have some people that came out, saw my stand-up out there at Kindred Spirit Brewery. That was Thursday night. Different show than I was expecting. I was expecting like this head-to-head, you know, kind of, comedy blood sport. I was ready for it. Come on. You think you can take me? Turned out a little different, which is fine. It was so fun. They said, you got 15 minutes. I'm like, okay, I'll do 15 minutes. They're like, are you sure you can do 15 minutes? And I just looked at him like, can what? Oh, that's right. None of you know me. Takes me 5 minutes just to clear my throat. But they ended up giving me 10. A joke fell off at the very end. I wish it had gotten there better. It was a good joke. And if you are interested in seeing it, if you want to see the video, here's the way it works. You got to go to my Facebook page because that's where it is right now. We haven't done anything else. You can see it there. It's on my page. It's up. My wife filmed it. Now, if you do that, I don't want to hear any backlash about the fact that it's, well, I mean, it's literally locker room humor. The whole bit is about me, my distaste for locker rooms. So you're going to have to understand that, deal with it. There's adult language in it. But I'm not going to apologize. So there you go. That's what that is. But it was so funny because it was me, 47 years old, and seven other comedians, all millennials, every single one of them. I was lost, people. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to talk to them, and they didn't know how to talk to me. It was like we were from two different planets. The only one that I really, truly had a connection with, this one young man who was wearing like an 80s mustache, and I was like, that's somebody I can truly get along with. So it was all fun. It was all funny. And I'll do it again, and I'll just let you know when it does. So it's just another reason to follow me on Facebook, isn't it? There you go. A bunch of stuff to talk about today, as usual. Plus, we'll take your calls. I'm definitely going to have to talk about ice makers now. Ah, that's a flavor that's not going away very quickly. Plus, I want to give a little shout out at some point to Peter Fonda because he did help change my life. That's a definite thing. We'll run over some of the stuff I did from the earlier show about stuff to get for your kids before they run off to college, just because it's a good topic. There's a lot of different things, though, I want to talk about for pets. One is there's this new thing out there that's killing dogs while you're just doing something that's fun. Plus, there's a special today at the SPCA. And today is the Big Taco Festival that is hosted by one of our sister stations. And that is going on. It starts at 11 o'clock. It starts at 11. It is at Hanover Vegetable Farm.
Yes.
Tickets are $10 to get in. You can bring chairs and you can bring pets. And my producer and friend and little brother, Jordan, is going to be out there. You're going to be selling beer tickets?
Beer and water tickets.
Okay. And how beer is?
Beer is $6. Water is $2.
Okay. So that's about right for a festival.
So if you feel compelled to meet me for some odd reason...
And you'll be wearing that that Braves hat that you're wearing right
it's
now.
It's the 2017 Braves spring training hat. So if you're familiar,
which everybody recognizes.
Yeah, if you're a Braves fan and you know the 2017 spring training hat, then you'll know who I am because I'm rocking it.
Just look for somebody that looks like he's really really tired, wearing
which
glasses.
I am.
Yeah, you just took a nap.
I'm going to take another one before I go out there.
Okay, see the difference between generations right there. I'm so tired. I got tip for everybody. Because I did sleep all right last night. I went to bed early. But we started watching this new show. Oh, it's not new, but it's a new season of a show called Mindhunters, which is awesome. My wife and I totally get into it. I don't even know why. It just sucks you in. But do not watch that before going to bed. No, it's not a good idea because it's in there when you fall asleep and start dreaming. Terrible, terrible situation. But today is a Big Taco Festival, and it is, like I said, at Hanover Vegetable Farm. And at 2 o'clock, cornhole competition. If you have been practicing, you could. You could win a cash prize, believe it or not. Do you know, I actually saw cornhole championship on cable. I was flipping one of the channels. Which one? You've seen this, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's like international cornhole champion or yeah. Some nonsense.
And well, a couple of weeks ago, ESPN did they turned one of their channels into the Ocho from Dodgeball.
And I missed it?
Yeah.
I love the Ocho.
Yeah. And so that was part of it. But on regular ESPN programming, they have like competitive cornhole for some reason.
If you remember the last Winter Olympics, everybody was all about the curling.
Curling is way better than cornhole.
But... I mean, every time I turned on the television, it was curling. You're right. My question is, how much do they drink beer at the championships? That's what it comes to me. My name is Richard McCann. Phone number is 345-1140. It's 345-1140. This is the Home Show News Radio, WRVA. WRVA 345-1140 is the phone number. Some punks pushed my motorcycle over the other day. It was parked in front of my house, right against the curb. No reason. Just some punks decided to push it over. And I gotta admit, for a neighborhood not that long ago. I moved up there about 20 years ago when it was a horrible neighborhood. I mean, it was just crime-ridden and people getting shot. All these years later, places change, people change, neighborhoods change. And I get a knock on the door. It's got to be like 9:30. And I, of course, you know, it's not a knock I recognize. I would firmly advise this to you, my friends, if you don't have a camera on your front door, the family in your life, the people that you know are going to come to you, you know, can come by and just drop in on you, give them a knock. Let them know. If I knock like this, I know it's a friend. If they don't knock like that, I answer the door with a baseball bat. And I answer the door with a baseball bat, and here this guy is just going, "Hey, man, sorry to tell you this, but somebody pushed over your motorcycle for no reason, just to be crappy to their fellow human being. I know it's kids, you know, probably more than three. I went out there, I put it back up. It's fine. It didn't hurt it. But I mean, and then another neighbor who I've known since he was like a teenager, he's a man now in his 30s. You know, he comes over, what's going on? We talk about it for a little bit. I thank the guy very much so for telling me that it fell over. And the other guy said, "Dude, I'm going to watch out for whoever did that." And I had to move my bike into the backyard. I wanted to keep it out front, easy to get on, easy to get off. But this is the way things are. It's disappointing. I mean, it doesn't ruin my day. I don't yell and scream. I don't get, you know, any kind of nastiness about it. But it still bothered me. And by the way, make sure your car is locked. Because people just walk down the street now and just hit the handles. Let me see. I just got a message from a David who follows me on Facebook. And the instant messenger is a great thing. I think that's the best thing about Facebook as far as I'm concerned. Good morning, Richard. Good morning, Dave. If you have an opening this hour, please recommend a local solar installation company. I have a client who's interested in building a 3-car carport, installing solar panels on top of that that will power his whole house. I can give him a carport, but I know zero about solar power, and any guidance would be appreciated. All right, David, and everybody else, because I get this question all the time. Solar energy, solar power, and what it can do. Solar is getting so much better. I mean, and it's finally getting the attention and the investments and the research that really needs to start being viable. I mean, let's face it, solar of some sort or another has been around since the 70s during the energy crisis. People started looking for solar to heat their water and other things. People have been trying to get solar power for quite some time. And the problem is, it's just not quite there yet. And it really comes down to things like, well, the batteries and the collection. Now, Tesla came out with their battery wall 3 years ago, I think it was. And that is the beginning of a solar collection and distribution center. The goal was that eventually small neighborhoods, like a cul-de-sac, could have enough solar power panels that they could fill several batteries and run off them. The thing is, and don't get me wrong, it's everybody's goal to have enough solar power panels that I can run my whole house. But let's not forget, not only are you going to be running your whole house, but you're also going to be charging batteries because once the sun goes down, you've got to run off of something. And I have just yet to find anything that's cost effective for that. Almost all the solar power I see, and there's a solar neighborhood right at the base of the hill where I live on. And what solar they have is for, supplemental. It'll run a couple of things in the house, but it doesn't run the whole house. Now, again, Elon Musk, my personal hero. I put him right up there with Tesla. The person Tesla, not his car Tesla, as far as being a genius. And he's working on solar shingles. And his claim is that if you install solar shingles, it'll pay for itself in 30 years. of the house. And I'm like, yeah, that's great, but still $65,000-$70,000 to do solar shingles. And the other thing you have to worry about is if you do put solar panels on your house, there have been cases where people have caught fire. The house had a fire, which is the worst, scariest thing in the whole wide world. And firefighters didn't know there were solar panels there, and they're trying to cut through a roof, and they end up stepping on a solar panel. So I don't think we're there yet for energizing an entire house. But, I mean, I understand the goal. Now, something I looked at today, I'm looking at more. I'm going to spend a lot more time looking at it. It was a biogas production. And I'm not talking about cow farts. Now, this thing, it was a dome that you poured your foodstuffs in, your leftover foods, your scraps, your lettuce, your bits of a tomato. All of that nonsense goes into this dome that's outside. It has a clear top, so it is fermenting inside of this dome, and it is producing methane on purpose. You heard me. Doing it on purpose. The whole reason was to run a cooktop. I mean, think about it. Once it's burning, it's not going to smell. And it's not like people methane. It's, you know, natural methane. So you're taking garbage, your own garbage, putting it in this thing, creating enough methane that you can cook. And on top of that, you're producing compost so you can plant a garden. This, my friend, I saw it as a blip on the internet at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm going back around and looking at it again. My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 345-1140. That's how you get through to the home show. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Oh, thank you, Jordan. I appreciate that. That little assist there, he had to give me a minute because, well, okay, so every day, every Saturday at least, I should say, I stop at the exact same place. I stop at Sheetz, and I talk to my boy Justin, who is there. He gets this one of those guys, works those crazy hours, 11 to 6, which, you know what, it really isn't all that bad. Get to see some real freaks. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at, they do. Don't tell me I've been one of them, all right? You know what I'm talking about. And we chat, and I get a large, I mean, super big, unsweet iced tea because I have all but given up coffee. It doesn't react well with me anymore. And so I get a super big, unsweet iced tea because I don't need the sugar. And during the break between the early show and the later show, I stopped and got a bite to eat, but I still had plenty of iced tea. And I'm like, okay, I'm good for tea, but I need some ice. And I was told we have a brand new refrigerator in one of the break rooms. Awesome. I went and checked out the new fridge. It's a nice fridge. And I opened up the freezer, and there's an ice maker. Oh, I really need to hook up the ice maker at Casa de McCann. I put it off because I know I'm going to gut the kitchen, but it's there. And here's the dealio. So I load up some ice. I didn't realize how new it was. I didn't realize nobody's played with this thing before. And I put it into what's left of my tea. And just before we started this show, I took a big old swig. Oh, that wasn't good. Here's the deal, people. Nobody tells you this, but I will. Getting a new refrigerator, there's a couple of things that you really should take into account. One is don't ever lay it on its back. To transport. You want to keep it as up and down as you possibly can. Now, things made a change, but I've always been told that if you lay a refrigerator on its back, once you install it and set it up, you are supposed to leave it sitting upright for 24 hours. Because when you lay it on its back, the oils inside the compressor kind of get distributed through the coil. And you want that oil to come all the way back down into the compressor. If you just plug it in right away, you're going to burn up your brand new refrigerator. And we don't want to do that. Those things are ridiculously expensive. I looked at a brand new refrigerator the other day. I nearly had a heart attack. And we kind of need a new fridge. Nothing wrong with the old fridge, but I kind of want a new fridge. But the other thing people don't tell you, and not all refrigerators come with ice makers, at least they didn't. I think they all do now, or pretty much do, is if your refrigerator comes with an ice maker and you decide to hook it up, one, I want you to do this. I want you to make sure that the hose coming from whatever, wherever your valve is to your refrigerator is braided stainless steel. They're not expensive. You can pick them up at any of your home improvement shops or hardware stores, and you can that way you don't have to worry about something bursting. I actually replaced a refrigerator ice maker line here at the station one time because somebody moved something and it pinched off the plastic line. Next thing they know, they had water all over the floor. We had to go back with copper because it was such a long run. But we did it, and it's there. So I want you to definitely make sure that it goes from the wall to the refrigerator, braided stainless steel. Also, these days, you're supposed to have an arrestor on those things. I don't know if you really need that or not, because it's not a quick close, but still, it could be there. You could get that air chatter, that air hammer, but I don't know if you're going to do that. But here's the big one, and this is why I am complaining and whining like a little kid. The first couple of loads of ice, yeah, I mean, a full hopper, I would say take the very first two full hoppers and dump them in the sink. Because between the new line, the newness of the internals of the refrigerator, and the newness of the ice maker itself, it tastes like plastic. And whatever you put it in is not going to be able to cover up that awful taste. Honestly, I've got half a thing of tea here that I am getting ready to chuck. So there you go. Just a little tip. You got a new refrigerator, new ice maker, dump the first couple batches of ice, please. You'll thank me later, I promise. Let me see. David wrote back. Thanks. Do you have any local recommendation? Maybe there's a solar electric hybrid solution. Yeah, there is. If we're going back to talking about hybrid solar panels, you can get solar panels that will feed part of the house and can feed batteries. Now, a couple of weeks ago, someone told me about the Kodiak solar generator. One of my listeners called up. She says this thing cost her like $1,500, $1,500. And when she loses power, it actually generates enough energy and stores it in a battery that she can run one or two appliances, mostly the refrigerator. And I think she said her television. You don't need to generate that much power. You got a small house like me? Yeah, you only need a couple lights. And, well, if it gets really, really hot, you can sleep in the basement. Okay, I'll sleep in the basement. I'll send her off to someplace else. But if you're going to ask for a recommendation for solar or anything electrical, I mean, right now, my go-to would be Master Electric. They're awesome. I've dealt with them on a couple of different occasions. I've had them install generators for me. If I was going to say, yes, call an electrician, I would start with them. And if anybody's going to know anything about solar, I'd imagine it would be them. Now, I know there's a couple of solar companies out there. I haven't talked to them. This October, though, I promise. I'm going to be going out to the home show, as I usually do. At the very least, I'm hanging out with Kirk Akey. I don't know if I'm broadcasting yet or not. But I will be hanging around, and I will talk to some of the solar companies. I will try to figure out, you know, what's going on with the tech. My goal, my belief is in my lifetime, you could make a house solar powered and it'd be viable. Like I said, Tesla's batteries are amazing. I've heard several people criticize the gentleman. I personally say, leave him alone. The man is closest to Edison as we're going to have in our lifetime. And I know there's been some failures out there. I, a couple of years ago, several years ago, posted a thing about an experimental solar road. And the theory was these like 2x2 or 3x3 foot solar LED panels that were made of a super durable material that you could drive on, run on, play games on. The theory, and I said this was a theory, was that we just turn the roads into solar panels, turn our basketball courts into solar panels. The theory was great. The idea was great. And when I posted it, everybody really kind of poo-pooed me. And it's like, you know how much that's going to cost? It's not viable. You can't do that. My thought was, well, isn't it an idea? I'm all about ideas. Give me an idea, and I'll run with it. I don't know if it's going to go someplace, but at least we tried. They tried this over in Europe. Read an article the other day. Didn't work. Fell to pieces. Wasn't made of the right materials. Wasn't durable enough to take the abuse. That solar road is, excuse me, a failure. I'm sorry. It comes up on you. But the solar road, total failure. Nothing to be said for it. But I believe in my time. In Jordan's time, definitely. If his generation doesn't screw it all up first, you never can tell. I'm just kidding. My name is Richard McCann. 345-1140 is the phone number. That's how you get through to the Home Show, News Radio WRVA. WRVA. How is everybody today? And who is heading out to the big taco festival? That's going to be a good time. You know, I'd go, but I kind of promised her I would paint the foyer. Not the foyer, the foyer. That's what it is. I don't know. Maybe I can get out of it because, Lord, I hate to paint. Oh, so much. It's awful. 345-1140 is the phone number. Otherwise, you can get a hold of me. You can try me on Twitter. I don't tweet very often. I've got most of my stuff from Facebook going to Twitter. So, and I'm told by, did you know there's professional social networkers? Did you know that? There's people that hire them to deal with your social media?
Yep.
Is that part of your job here? Taking care of my social media?
No.
What?
Well, I guess it can be, but
if I talk to the boss, can it be?
Not your personal page, but
there's nothing really personal on my page. I never put anything on my page I'm embarrassed of or I don't want people to see.
Right.
And I think that's one of the things. People think, oh, there's no privacy on social media. And my first thought is social media.
Yeah.
Third party. You're putting it on the internet and you're worried about privacy. You want privacy? Don't put it on the internet. Don't put it on your phone. Act like you got some sense. Just pass notes like you did back in school. 3, 4, 5, 11 more. But the big taco festival is today. And like I said, ways you can get a hold of me is you can email me, richardmccann@hotmail.com, warning you, I only check it a couple every days, and usually I don't get back to it for a while. It's not that I'm being a jerk. I just don't like it. You know, if you want, you can call me. There's plenty of ways to find my phone number, and I pick up the phone. It's right there. I'm an old-fashioned person. I'm a talker. I like to talk. But little warning, if you do go to my Facebook page, if you decide to become a Facebook friend, I don't want to hear any of your crap, okay? 90% of the stuff I put on there I think is funny. And I have had people unload on me thinking I'm being political when all I said is, I really like oranges better than apples. How dare you belittle the great and powerful apple? That's the fruit of the Garden of Eden. What's wrong with you? Just said I liked oranges. Relax. If you want to see my stand-up, that's up there too. Again, I'm not apologizing for anything. I just don't want to hear any feedback on negativity. I don't live on negativity. I believe better light a candle than to curse the darkness. That's the way I am. 345-1140. Also, another thing that I saw today, and it is today only. They do it once a year, and I think it is absolutely wonderful, is today the SPCA is waiving adoption fees in an effort to, quote-unquote, clear the shelter. Now, this is, I understand it, is a national thing. Shelters all over the country are doing this. And last year, they had like 88 adoptions. Look, I know I've been talking a lot about having a pet over the last couple of months because, yeah, we added something new to our family. But I think the reason that I'm talking about it is because it has been a real bonus to our family. Now, we're not those crazy people that say there are fur babies. No offense, crazy people that call them fur babies. See? Not getting a... I mean, I understand he's a pet. She understands he's a pet. But you know what? It's been a wonderful addition. And I said in my earlier show, I remember when I got my very first cat, it was after, you know, fostering my friend's cats, plural, for like 6 months. And when they left, I was totally alone and it was not comfortable. It made me really unhappy. And I went out and I ate my very first cat. And he was an awful cat. Terrible cat. Probably the worst animal I've ever owned. No, wait a minute. That German Shepherd I adopted out a couple of years ago. Worst dog I've ever owned. Turned out to be the best dog they've ever owned. Great. But he was a terrible cat, but he was my buddy. We put up with each other. And I got him from a rescue. Almost every cat I've ever had has been a rescue. And the thing about going into the shelter, I mean, it's usually $125 to adopt a dog from the shelter. And that's just to, you know, keep them going. Think about it. You're getting a dog that's got all its shots, that's been, I think they've been spayed or neutered. Don't quote me on that one. And cats are $95. It's gone up $10 since I adopted Tara. If you don't have to spend that, why not get an addition to the family? So that's a couple of things that are going on today. Around Richmond, and I'm hoping you all take advantage of it. I've already told my wife, no more dogs, no more cats, no more anything. The only thing I would possibly conceive of, think about adding to our house as far as living critters would be a fish tank. I would consider it. And usually you can pick those up for free, so no big deal. But talk about a lot of work. It is a lot of work. Quick thing I did also earlier in the early show, but I want to run it past you today. For those of you who are sending your kids off to college, I would like to remind you, give them, make them up a little do-it-yourself kit, a little handy kit, if you will. Not a toolbox. They don't need a toolbox. But I guarantee they are going to need a couple of things that I'm going to mention here. And you can do it in the cheap. I think I did a quick list. If I went to like Harbor Freight or Northern Tool and Equipment, I could pick up all of these things. And I mean, I could do it at the box store too. They have their cheaper quality tools. And I know a lot of people say, well, get quality tools and they'll last forever. These are college students. Okay? Chances are by the time they move back home next summer, they'll have lost half this stuff. I'm not putting out a big amount of money. But one, a 6-in-1 screwdriver. Get them one of these things. Have, you know, they have two Phillips, two regulars, and two different Chucks, 5/16 and 1/4 inch. Trust me, it will come in handy. Buy your kid some duct tape. I told a buddy of mine, I said, make this kid up for your kid. He'll go off to school. And the kid was standing right there, and he looked at me. He goes, I don't need that stuff. I'm like, No, you really should, Joel. You should really get this stuff together and take it with you to college. Don't need it. Everything will be fine. He comes back 6 months later, you know, during the winter break. I run into him. I said, how you doing? He goes, dude, I should have listened to you. I'm like, oh, what? No. Say that again. Say it a little bit louder. You should have done what? I should have listened to you. He said, my roommate showed up with like a little kit like you were talking about. I said, yeah. He goes, whole room is covered in pink duct tape. Oh, really? So you could have gotten duct tape in whatever color you want, but no, you put up with his pink?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Another thing, give him a small hammer. They're going to need it. Trust me, it's going to come in handy. Just a little one, 12 ounce, you don't need anything that they can go framing with. Even 14, but nothing bigger than that. 16 ounces, you're talking manly man outside doing manly man work. Women too, but even for women, I usually get like a 14 ounce instead of a 16. Assorted screws and nails. They make these little kits that have the nails and the screws and everything already in them. They're not expensive. They're not big. They don't need a lot of anything. But just in case, you know, strip out a screw in a chair. Boom, you're going to do something about it. I would also say get an adjustable wrench and a flashlight. Very important. Get a little LED flashlight, something they can carry around in their pocket. I don't care what campus you're on. It's not bright enough, and I want to see where I'm going, and I want to see who's in the bushes. Yeah, I'm that guy. I'm that paranoid. I keep stuff like that with me all the time. Get them some zip ties. Can't hurt. A couple of zip ties just so they can zip things. I want to add Gorilla Glue to it. Not super glue, Gorilla Glue. Because it is super strong and holds amazing things together. I have glued steps together. And if you can afford it and you want to give it to them, get them a small socket set. Just a little one, something they can, you know, wrench with. Little tiny stuff, fix my bike, tighten things up. You've got things like that going on. My name is Richard McCann. That's McKANN. To get through to the show, you dial 345-1140. That's 345-1140. You can also follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. And don't forget to go to WRVA.com. You can click on my smirking face, and it'll take you to my page where you can download podcasts of the show. So if you've missed anything over the last, year and a half, don't worry. It's right there waiting for you. And don't forget to get the radio.com app. For those of you who can't hear the show, you can take it wherever you go. My name is Richard McCann. It's time for some news. Then more of the home show on News Radio WRVA.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA home show with Richard McCann. You've got questions, he's got answers. You've got problems, he's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to our number dose of the home show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your humble home improvement guru. Welcome to a beautiful Saturday. 345-1140 is the phone number. I hope you get out and get something done today. Today is the Big Taco Festival. And if you go and you want to buy a beer ticket, what time are you going to be out there?
2:30.
You're going to be there 2:30 to what, like 3?
2:30 to 5.
Okay. So they're putting you to work. That's good.
And then I got to come back here and run the NASCAR race tonight.
Speaking of, it's funny that you, maybe you will need to take another nap. I'm going to now give that to you.
Yes. Thank you. Homies working 10 days straight. So,
dude, you worked over 10 days straight. What did you have?
I'm on a tear here. They love throwing me on everything. So I'm not going to complain. Well, it does suck in a way, but I'm not going to complain about money.
You can't complain about money, and be honest with you, do it while you can. Yeah. Because you know what, as you get older, that just like, yeah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
that's overtime. No, I'm not gonna do you. But you bring up NASCAR. I've got a NASCAR question for you.
NASCAR. Let's go.
All right. I was reading an article today. They are going to go from 15-inch tires to 18-inch tires by 2021.
Okay.
And they're going to make the cars actually look like
the commercial version.
The commercial, which that's always bothered me. I mean, don't paint on headlights. Just
right?
Don't.
Yeah.
You know what? If you don't have headlights, you don't have headlights. Though I think NASCAR would be much more interesting if they had real working brake lights.
Yeah.
That would, I think it'd be a safety thing.
Yeah.
But what's the deal with 15s versus 18s? Is this, wait a minute now. I know that they did this in Formula One, which you're a huge fan of.
They made the tires wider.
So is that what they're doing? They're making the NASCAR tires wider?
I guess so.
So they're going from 15 inches wide to 18 inches wide. That's a lot more grip.
Yeah.
I was riding my bike the other day, and traffic was bad. People were acting like idiots. And that's when I remembered that someone told me, they said, you realize that the connection between you and the road on a motorcycle is a little bit smaller than the palm of your hand. And I went, didn't bother me back then, but when people are driving around like idiots, I'm like, I need wider tires.
Yeah.
So that's it. It's just a more grip. They're going to be wider.
Pretty much, because like that with the new aerodynamic package that they have now, like when they're racing in traffic and everything, the cars just struggle for grip. And so what you're seeing at a lot of the tracks now is that the NASCAR and the tracks, they will lay down. They'll go through into the turns and they'll lay down like this traction compound right out of the gate instead of, because over the weekend the track will naturally rubber up,
right?
Because you know so many cars and it's
just
all that.
It's eating tires every 100 laps or something
so,
like that.
So over by the time the Cup race starts and ends on Sunday, those turns are going to be black anyway, just from tire rubber. But they're doing it now, before they even start practice on Friday, to give those teams that advantage in terms of grip, just because the package that they have this year and the tire that Goodyear provides, just I don't know, it's a multitude of factors that prevent the cars from being, you know, stable and doing what they want it to do.
See, I was thinking about you when I was watching this little. Do you watch Top Gear?
No.
Pop, one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
And they did this little mini documentary about Mario Andretti's car. I think it was like 1978, 79.
Mm-hmm.
And how it had been reworked, and they came up with these skirts on either side of the car, right along the bottom of the car.
Right.
And they stayed up off the ground until the race started, and they would drop down and almost skim the asphalt while they're driving. And that plus the front scoop created a negative pressure that literally sucked the car to the track.
Pretty much.
And it was they couldn't be stopped for like 3 years. Now it's illegal. And Formula One doesn't allow it anymore.
Yeah.
But
well, NASCAR, the NASCAR cars are like that now anyway, just the front ends, there's very little clearance between the bottom of the front bumper essentially and the track itself. And when they're braking with such force anyway that the bottom of the car literally just gets sucked to the asphalt.
I could totally get into the science of your sport. I could totally be all about that. Watching go around in a circle doesn't do a thing for me.
Yeah.
But the science of it, that is cool. That and, I don't know, I got a bad taste when I saw Tom Cruise do a movie about NASCAR.
Of course, thoughts and prayers to Dale Jr. for almost dying in that plane crash
on
Thursday.
That was crazy. Yeah. I met him once. Have you?
I've talked to him a couple of times.
Yeah. Nicest guy in the world.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good man.
I asked him if he owned a motorcycle. And all he owns is like he's got a huge spread, but he has like this old dirt bike he likes to kick around on. But super, super nice guy. That was National Guard. He was racing for the National Guard then.
Yeah.
I don't think. Mm-hmm. And he's been retired, what, 3 years?
Two.
All right.
Yeah.
All the superstars are gone. 345-1140 is the phone number. Don't know why I went off on that tangent. It was in my notes, though. And if it comes to sports, I just asked this kid because I don't really know anything. Quick one I want to bring up, because actually one of my listeners on Facebook posted something that this happened to their dog, so I want you here to know it too. Our dog, we like to take him to water. We've taken him to the river. We've taken him to the ocean. We did learn to buy him a life vest. Yeah, that was a good one. But this was from Washington, WJLA. There's a serious and deadly warning out for pet owners this summer if you plan on hitting the lakes. This is in lakes and ponds. Blue-green algae has taken the lives of several dogs over the past few weeks in North Carolina, Texas, and Georgia. And the same algae has been found in Lake Needwood and nearby Lake Frank, north of Rockville, Maryland. Three dogs in North Carolina died within hours of exposure to a toxin from a blue-green algae bloom on a local pond. And this is the same thing that I read on my Facebook page. The owners reported that after one dog started acting strangely, the other dog soon is seizing and showing signs of liver failure. This is from a toxin in the blue-green algae. All three died just after midnight Friday. Blue-green algae is most common in the summer. It is capable of producing harmful toxins to humans, pets, and fish. The Virginia Department of Health says samples collected at the end of July show harmful levels in several areas in Virginia, including near Lake Anna. If you're one of those people that you're more of a lake person, I know some several that are, and you want to take your pets, be careful. Look out for these blue-green algae plumes. They usually are created by extreme heat and low rainfall. According to Blue Cross for Pets UK Animal Charity, there's no cure for the poisoning, and exposure nearly always leads to death in dogs. Drinking from a body of water where blue-green algae lurks or licking off fur can kill a dog within 15 minutes of exposure. I'm sorry, I know that's a downer, but if you're going to take your pet out for a swim, I would suggest either a river where there is movement of the water. Remember, they're going to need some kind of life vest. Bigger dogs swim better than littler dogs, and make sure your dog knows which direction to swim. But I'm a big firm believer of the life vest. My name is Richard McCann. This is the Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. WRVA 345-1140 is the phone number. Big taco festival going on today, and free adoption at the SPCA today only as they try to clear the shelter. Last year they did 88 animals. That's pretty awesome. I told my wife, no more. I'm up to three. So, Jordan, you recall that in the first show, we took a trip to Florida where a woman pulled an alligator out of her yoga pants.
Right.
Which I'm still trying to work out the logistics of that. You know, just saying.
Yeah.
You know, not that I've ever put on a pair of yoga pants, but I put on stuff that's close.
Mm-hmm.
And don't think I could have fit a 1-foot alligator in there.
No.
Okay, all you dirty minds, put that away. I just heard like 6 dirty minds listening to this show. It kind of resonated through the universe. But I might have found somebody that's dumber. So you want to take a trip?
It happens in Florida.
Daytona Beach. Of course it's Daytona Beach. Of course it is. By the way, I have been asked many times, you want to go to Bike Week in Daytona? No. No, I don't. There's a lot of bike weeks I'd like to attend. Daytona's not one of them. Daytona Beach police have arrested a Florida man, Larry Adams, for allegedly using... okay, hold on. For allegedly using nunchucks and roach spray on his neighbors. It's not funny. It's not funny because, believe it or not, we actually had this conversation last week. We were talking about home protection. And I was saying that you really should not... get mace, unless you know how to use mace, and you definitely never see people, you know, videos of cops using mace indoors. And one of my listeners called up, and he was absolutely right. Get some hornet spray. You can hit somebody in the face from 30 feet away with hornet spray, and it does pretty much the same job. But this is roach spray. Not the same thing. Two witnesses told police they originally left their apartment to tell the neighbor to lower the volume of the music come from a car outside their building. That's reasonable. It was early in the morning. You shouldn't be blaring music that early in the morning. The people inside the car told officers they were celebrating the 18th birthday of one of them, while Adams, who left his nearby apartment around 1 a.m., was verbally combative with the group by the car. Look, if I come up to you, your loud music's loud, can you turn it down? What, 9 times out of 10? Sorry, dude. We'll turn it down. The victim told Adams, told police Adams cursed and made threats to the group, even threatened to shoot them, according to Adams' arrest affidavit. Don't do that. Don't do that, because if you threaten to shoot somebody, if somebody else shoots them, someone heard you threaten to do it. Never make threats. Ever. Hasn't anybody read The Godfather? The group began to argue with Adams. Shouldn't have done that. Come on, kids. You're only 18. He's a grown man. Don't argue. He just wants you to turn down the music. That's when the 61-year-old pulled out a can of roach spray and proceeded to douse the neighbors with it. Not cool. That's not cool at all, according to the police report. Adams then attempted to attack the victims with nunchucks. Now, if I may, I'm a kid of the 80s. He's 61. He's more of a kid of the 70s, even the late 60s. And we all watched bad, bad kung fu movies back in the day. And one of the most popular things in the world was nunchucks. If you really think about it, it's not that great of a weapon. But they were cheap. I used to make nunchucks at home. My parents would let me, and I'd swing that thing around. I busted my nose. I didn't break it, but I popped myself in the nose at least once with a pair of nunchucks. But this is what happened. The group of the car evaded the attack when Adams struck the car, causing the nunchucks to bounce back and strike him in the forehead instead, according to police. Right about this time, Adams and two of the victims decided to call 911. Everybody called 911 at the same time instead of just laugh it off. Turn off the volume at 1 in the morning. Officers arrived at the scene and found Adams with a small cut on his forehead and a big bruise to his ego. Upon checking his home, they found one nunchuck, one can of pepper spray, one empty can of roach spray, a silver box containing a loaded semi-automatic handgun, magazine, and projectiles inside a sock on Adams' bed next to where a child was sleeping. Police arrest Adams on aggravated battery, aggravated assault charges. He's now being held, blah, 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 blah. And so ends another mini saga of Florida Man. I actually belong to a group called Florida Man. It's unbelievable. Here's what I'm thinking, if you don't mind. And we've all done it. We've all been young. We've all wanted to hang out with our friends. We've all wanted to listen to music. It's easy enough to listen to loud music when you're that age, and they don't realize that as we get older, we get a lot more sensitive to noise than we ever were. In fact, I know one person that said one's intellect is inversely proportional to their ability to deal with noise. I can't stand noise. I'm somebody to say I'm smart, but what drives me absolutely crazy at home is that I cannot modulate my television. I'll be watching something, I can barely hear what they're saying, so I turn it up, and then something will happen, and the music is so loud, it blasts me out of the sofa. It drives me absolutely batty, but that's a part of getting older. Look, you younger people, I'm not against you. I used to play loud music, too. I used to hang out with my friends. We would just chill. It's not that big of a deal. But be polite. Respect your elders. And you older people, what the heck? You're going to go out there and scream, get off my lawn, and then threaten to shoot somebody and then pull out a pair of nunchucks? No offense. They should have run away just from laughing so hard at you for that. But spray them down with roach spray, that's not cool either. At the end of the day, people, let's all get along. And Florida, I'm still not coming. I cannot think of anything that would draw me to Florida. Nothing. Okay, maybe a radio job, but that's it. Ooh. No, that would be it. I'm not moving to Florida. My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 345-1140. That's 345-1140. That's how you get through to the Home Show on News Radio WRVA.
Yeah.
McCann, News Radio, WRVA, joined by dear friend Dennis Edwards. How are you, Dennis?
Well, I am well, my friend. How are you this morning? You've been having a ball, haven't you?
You know what? You didn't make it to my comedy stand-up, but
sadly,
you had a good excuse.
It's okay with you?
It's okay.
I'm grateful.
It will happen again.
Good. Yes, I will do something different next time.
I had a whole joke based on just you being in the audience because...
I know. I know. I wish I had been there just for that. I really do.
Just getting away. Oh, look. Okay, so I brought you in here for two reasons. One, the light and fluffy one. You've got a cat?
Yes, I do. I do. Her name is Little Miss Tuckatoo. And she chose me. It's the sound she makes when she runs across the kitchen floor. Tuck-a-tuck, tuck-a-tuck, tuck-a-tuck.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
And so, you know, she chose me. I did not choose her. She decided one day that I was going to be her human being. So that's what I am.
And you said that you've been having problems with her, you know, acting up because you're gone for a day or two.
Gone for a little while, and she doesn't like it. She gets very disturbed, and so she'll leave me a gift or two on occasion. But when I come back, she becomes incredibly clingy. She wants to hold on to me. She'll get in my lap, and she'll almost just want to make sure I stay here. Sometimes it feels like she's trying to sit on me to make sure I don't leave.
Well, what I'm going to advise you to do, someone who's had cats forever, I would advise you, and you don't have to, I would do it today, actually, because no adoption fees today at the SPCA.
Okay, then.
I would get her a friend.
Another cat?
It costs nothing more, really, in food.
I'd be outnumbered.
Yeah. you're outnumbered?
I would be outnumbered. The cat would be they would have conferences about what to do with
until my wife got until my wife got the dog who's a boy.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Talk about estrogen just dripping off the walls in my house. It was two female cats and my wife. You don't know from outnumbered.
No, I do not know. I'll just have to take your word for it.
No, the reason I bring it up, I've been in your situation. I had a cat that was solo and he was absolutely miserable. Because he was all by himself, and what your cat is doing is she's lonely. So when you come home, I'm sure she lays on your clothes or your bag
yes.
or all of that stuff.
Yeah,
it's just because she's lonely. If you get another cat, it doesn't really cost you any more in food, and you might have to clean out the litter box twice a day or instead of once.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's my thing. But the real reason I had you here is because you and I have had several interactions about some of the situations going on, and this story about what's going on in Portland sounds like an absolute powder keg. And now we're 4 hours ahead of them.
Right.
So it's 8, 9, 10, 11. No, they're 7:30.
It hadn't gotten started yet.
It's 7:30 in the morning in Portland. You want to explain the situation of what's going on out there?
Well, the police are real concerned. In fact, there are no police in Portland right now who can take the day off. They've got everybody on alert. They're expecting neo-Nazis and white supremacists from Florida, from as far away as Virginia. In fact, some of the people who were involved in the Unite the Right rally that turned out to be deadly.
Which was 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Those people are expected to come. In fact, it's making national news that they're going to be there too. And they want to be heard about their concerns. And so you're going to have a mixture, a unique mixture of groups of people. And then you've got the people who are protesting against them.
Which is groups like Antifa, I think is what they call themselves, which stands for anti-fascist.
Right.
But they're just as ready to rumble as everybody else.
Well, it's an edgy situation right now because apparently President Trump has weighed in on this thing this morning. He apparently amplified right-wing activists, their push to do with this. His quote is, "Major consideration is being given to naming Antifa an organization of terror. Portland is being watched very closely. Hopefully the mayor will be able to properly do his job." He's kind of lending some degree of support to this kind of discussion, or it's outside of the opinion side of it all. He's not urging anything outside. He's not saying anything in particular, but he's not saying some other things too.
And I mean, by the book, by the letter.
Right.
By the letter, you have to admit that, okay, so Antifa is an organized group.
Yeah, I can see how that would be seen because all of them are organized groups.
Right, but they've got and the other one, and I'm not supporting. Trust me, I'm not supporting anybody. And condemning neo-Nazis is the easiest thing in the world because they're scumbags. And I've known some white supremacists. You've probably known more white supremacists than me, but maybe not.
Well, I've known a number. I've seen them over the years, but I never tried to get to know them.
I got to know them by accident because motorcycle rallies inevitably will. Some group will show up.
You tread in some very interesting worlds, but you can, and that's a good thing.
But I probably can be in ways that you can't.
This is true.
And that's something that should be known. Although I was reading a really interesting story about an African-American gentleman who was converting Klansmen out of the Klan by meeting them on social media
and
getting to know them, which is, I think, one of the things that makes you and I work really, really well. You and I don't have any rules. We
talk about everything.
Because we're friends, and we know that we're not trying to hurt each other or anything like that.
And also, you know, you're going to have insight I'm not going to have, and I'm going to have some that you may not have. And that's the genius of conversation.
I found out you cannot call me a cracker. I am a saltine American.
Are you really? Well, salt on, my friend. Be my guest. I would never even think of using the other word. I just wouldn't even repeat it.
Why now, please? Because of what?
I know what the meaning is.
Oh, you probably know better than me.
I do, but you know.
But here's the thing: is from two different worlds. What would your solution be? You're the mayor, or what would you do?
I don't, you know, to be quite frank with you, I think a lot of it's going to depend on how far or what the police strategy is to stay between the two of them. I think in this situation, the best way they can deal with it, or the best way I've seen this whole thing being dealt with in the past, is that you get law enforcement sufficiently strong enough to be between the two groups. You don't let them meet. You don't let them come in contact with each other.
Okay.
Because if you do, you're going to have a problem. There's always the radical element. And then there's like the guy who was driving the vehicle who hit the young lady and killed her. You don't know what the individual is going to do.
And I think that's one of the things that bothers me. And we're just as guilty of it right this very minute.
Mm-hmm.
But by the amount of publicity, it's not that they're going to ignite, you're not going to have half of Chesterfield go, you know what, that sounds like a good idea.
Oh,
you're not going to have that. But you are going to have one here, one there, these people that are on the fringe of life, they have no way to connect with people because that's how they get you in. That's how all groups, gangs and everything get you in, is they go looking for these damaged people that don't have any connection to society.
Yep. And one of them decides, you know, here in Charlottesville to back up his car and then go running into a group. You know, that is the uncontrollable element that's involved. And I think that that's what people are worried about. Now, when the president talked about Antifa as an organization of terror, you know, that was one option. Perhaps I am sure that there would be people out there that would have said, you know, you talk about both sides, because if you single out one or the other, you may wind up, you know, amplifying persons thinking that they are empowered, if you will. I think that's where the problem comes in. It doesn't mean, well, that's what it means. It's important to be on balance with both sides.
Now, I'm going to say this recently. Mm-hmm. I log on to a thing called PragerU.
Yes.
You know Dennis Prager?
Yes, I've heard of him.
You've probably met him. Some point, because your career is a lot broader than my own.
Well, you know, I've been around a little while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dennis Prager, a Jewish man who started as religious radio.
Ah.
And one of the reasons I like listening to him, what chances I go online, is because he breaks down stories, all of it.
Yeah.
And I watched the speech that came after Charlottesville from the President Trump. And he did say, well, there was good people on both sides.
Right. Right.
Fast forward, though, that speech, I think it's somewhere between 3 and 5 minutes. The rest of that speech, and he did condemn white supremacists. I've seen it. I've watched it.
It may not have been at the time that people would have wanted to hear it.
Right. That's entirely possible.
I think that's one way, because, you know, you can split the hair sometimes and try to appease both sides. But if you're going to make one statement up front, I think where the criticism comes in is that one statement up front needed to be balanced by another statement up front.
You know,
and when you don't do that, that's where the perception comes
from. Look, the president, for whatever you think of him, he does great with a teleprompter. Off the top of his head, he's terrible. I'm sorry, he really is. But I do have a solution to this situation.
Sure.
That is terrible. This is the worst thing you're ever going to hear me say, is I would use the cops to clear out all civilians. Okay, don't go. Civilians, stay away from this. If you're not on one side or the other, go home.
Yeah.
And then just get out of the way.
Well, you know,
and you,
I can understand where you're coming from if you're on the street and in terms of what, you know, when we were growing up, some of the stuff that went on, you know, we might have to fight it out when we were kids or whatever else. But what you have now are people with weapons that potentially could be mass destruction. I mean, you know, weapons that can take out more than one person at a time.
I understand that.
And so you don't know what's in the background and what's hidden. And what the police have to do, I believe, in this situation is separate them, keep them apart, so that that it doesn't get into the radical side of it all. One thing leads to another, to another, to another, and before you know it, you know, you've got a full-fledged war, and that even if you want them to work it out themselves, that's not going to work out well for anybody.
No, it could just spill into the streets.
It could ricochet all over the place, and before you know it, you're looking at real strange things. Plus, there's a liability dynamic, too.
Yeah. Dennis Edwards, thanks for popping in. I hope we do not have a continuation of this conversation next week.
There'll be others.
Oh, great.
Looking not this one, but other discussions.
Oh, you know, okay. We'll that those. I'm okay with. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann on News Radio WRBA, 345-1140 is the phone number. That's right, 345-1140. You can also email me, richmccann@hotmail.com. Don't be mad if I don't get back right away. I do not sit in front of a computer all day, and I don't check my email all the time. Oh, it comes to your phone. Don't care. If you want to really reach me, find my phone number and give me a call. That's easy enough. Here we go. Andrew just wrote on my page, isn't this supposed to be a home improvement show? If you paid attention, it was originally called The Home Improvement Show. It was called that for years. Several years ago, we renamed it and rebranded it, and we called it The Home Show. The reason for that was this simple thought. Have you ever been to a home show? And there's one coming up in October. If you go into a home show, it's not just home improvers. It's not just siding and windows guys. There's people selling peanut butter. There's people that are giving cooking displays. There's people that are selling artwork. There's people that are going to teach you how to dance, Fred Astaire. It's endless, the things that go into a home show, because it's not about just fixing up your house. It's also about your community. So my idea several years ago, we're going back three, almost four, was this. I can talk about home improvement all day long. I can tell you about the greatest window that ever existed. I can tell you about how to trim your bushes properly if you really want me to. But I don't live in a bubble, and neither do you. I live in a community. At first, I live in a neighborhood. I live in a small neighborhood on the East End that I've watched change drastically, to the point that I've also watched people start looking out for each other versus just looking out for themselves. When I first moved up there, nobody talked to anybody, and you just kept your head down and hope you didn't get shot or robbed. That's a true story. Now, many years later, and I do mean many, I had somebody knock on my door at 9:30 at night to tell me that somebody, being a jerk, had knocked over my motorcycle. That person could have just kept walking, but they knew they were part of a neighborhood, meaning their home didn't end at the end of their sidewalk. I believe in that. I believe in community, and I don't believe our home just ends right where we have to stop cutting the grass. So we rebranded this thing, and we took on calling it The Home Show, because home means community, be it your neighborhood, your county, your city, your state. Plenty of people that are awful proud to be Virginians. Where are you from? Virginia. first word you're going to say if you're out and about. That's your home. So we called it the home show. Now, I've had several people say, Richard, you're talking politics. No, I'm not. If you really listen to when I have my friend Dennis or any other people come in here, that we're not talking about what goes into your crawl space, you'll notice that we are talking. That's what we're doing. We're getting opinions, perspective. That's the proper word to use right now, perspective. I'm not going to have the same perspective on anything as Dennis. Well, okay, we probably will both hate the taco from Burger King. We'll be online about that. You know, we'll be aligned. But the man has lived a different life than me, completely. I mean, if it wasn't for radio, would we even have run into each other? Would we be friends? Who knows? We run in different circles. We're different ages. He grew up in places I didn't. He's from, what, Newport News. Going back into the 60s and later. I'm a country boy from just nowhere. I don't have the same perspectives he has, but by communicating back and forth, we can get a different perspective. So, yeah, Andrew, I don't think you're grousing about this, but I'm going to put myself out there and say, I'm going to talk to people on this show. I'm going to have veterans on. I will have charities on. I'll bring preachers on. I don't care. Hey, Rabbi, want to come and chat for a while? Don't mind. Because here's the dealio, folks. If we don't start talking to each other, if we don't stop just chattering online, throwing out snarky comments, listening to sound bites on the television, and believing whatever we see, we're done. You might as well just lock yourself up in your house, order something from Uber Eats, and never go outside again. And I know that sounds awful preachy of me, and maybe a little bit angry, because I believe in all of you. Every single one of you that listens to this show, I believe in you. I think you're a good person. And the great thing about doing this show over all the years is I have met people from every single walk of life. I have met people of every religion, race, creed, political. I once went left here to go do a home inspection for a very nice lady who'd been listening to me for years. And I pulled up behind, into her driveway, behind a Prius with an Obama Biden sticker in her. And I was thrilled. Not because of what she believed in, but she could put it aside so that we could do this show. So I'm sorry if I sound preachy. I'm sorry if I'm not giving you what you want. And remember, at the end of the day, you control this show. If you want to steer this thing in a different direction, you can pick up the phone and call me. And as long as you're nice, as long as you're polite, I'll talk to you. You get nasty? Well, I don't deal with nasty people. It's better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. And that's all I am going to say about that. So thank you for listening, and thank you for friending me on Facebook. Yay! All right, people. So here's the dealy yo. I am here every Saturday from 6 till 8, 10 till noon, taking your calls, talking with you, talking about what I think is important, sometimes what I think is fun. If we're not having fun, I'm not doing this anymore. The moment it's not fun, moment it's work, I'm out. But right now, it's not work. And in October, we'll mark 17 years of doing this. And I have not slowed down, not even one bit. I think I'm down to taking one Saturday off a year at this point. That's it. That's some kind of dedication, isn't it? Give me a little bit of credit. So what I want you to do is follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. You can do that, and that way you can see all the stuff that I don't get to, some of the stuff I do get to, and again, you get to give input on the show. If you have a suggestion, I think it's viable, boom, I'm on your side. Also, if you go to my Facebook page, you can see a video of me doing stand-up last Thursday. Do not judge me. It's an adult show, and it's a funny show, but it's an adult show. So deal with that and have some common sense. So I will see you here next Saturday, 6 to 8 and 10 till noon. Right now, it is time to go. Jordan, get the car. Wow. You are just a little slow today. I'm not proud of you at all. My name is Richard McCann. Thanks to Jordan for getting up early and kind of pushing all the right buttons. Thanks to Dennis Edwards for keeping his finger right on the pulse of the news and helping me out here on the show. I'll be here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 till noon. If you want to meet Jordan, he's going to be selling beer and water tickets out at the Big Taco Festival. That's going to be a good time. Look for that 2017 Atlanta Braves hat. Yep, you know that. My name is Richard McCann. I got to go to work. See you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.